Buffalo can hang on. This is going to be a good one.
The fans at Kansas Speedway know how to have a good time. And you are all invited. NASCAR weekend at Kansas Speedway, May 4th and 5th. Get your tickets now at kansasspeedway.com.
Busio just sent Sporting Kansas City on to the second round.
Almost. That was a little premature, wasn't it? I think I jinxed that a little bit. Maybe a little premature. Stoppage time goal by Gianluca Busio. We thought it was the match winner. Turns out the referee was going to add about 17 minutes of stoppage time on top of that, and Chris Wondolowski would make things interesting, but they would win it in penalties. With that goal, Gianluca Busio became the youngest player in MLS history to score a goal and have an assist in a playoff game. He did both of those things as Sporting got their thrilling win in the first round, and Gianluca joins us on the show now. Good morning, Gianluca. How are you, man?
Good morning. Thanks for having me. I'm good. I'm doing good.
Hey, sorry for jinxing that on the on the call. You had to have thought you had the match winner there, right? Like, what's going through your mind when that when you put that ball in?
Yeah, I think. I thought we I scored the winner for sure. I think everybody in the stadium thought that too. But that shows that you can't really stop playing for even a minute, because that's what can happen, especially in playoffs. So. I think we'll take that in the next game and try to focus for however much extra time or stoppage time there is.
Hey, take us through the goal. It's not very often you get to kind of settle a ball down in the box like that, right? I mean, that had to have been a little bit unnerving to have so much time.
Yeah, I think Johnny got it on the wing, and Gerso made a good run. And, I mean, I think we kind of made the same run at the start, and, I mean, he's a little faster than me, so I kind of just backed off a little bit. Then Kyrie made the front post run, and Gerso played a great ball in. And then Kyrie had an unreal touch to set it back to me. But it was a pretty hard pass. I didn't expect him to flick it that hard to me. I thought I was going to either have a first touch or I've hit it first time without taking a touch. But it was a firm pass, so I just took a touch, and, you know, the touch set me up pretty easily. So as soon as I took that touch, I kind of didn't really think about how much time I had. I kind of just knew that I can kind of just slot it in, and, you know, I put it front post, and it turned out well. But yeah, I mean, looking back at it, I had a lot more time than it felt like in the game, at least.
I was gonna say, it's hard to know sometimes. Those are the type of thing where you feel like 1 second of your life takes a half an hour, or it's like that actually went a lot quicker than I thought it was. We're visiting with Gianluca Busio. Then you had to get subbed out of the game late there. It looked like you were maybe having a cramp or something. Everything okay there? You feeling all right?
Yeah, it was tough. It's like we all ran a lot, and, you know, it's tough on the body. And, you know, I started feeling it at the end there, but now I'm all good. And, you know, I'll just be sore for a couple of days, but, you know, I'll be good for the next game.
And we're thinking that game's going to be on Wednesday. They haven't made an official announcement yet, but I've seen that the league website's put it as a Wednesday game.
It's on Sporting's website now, too.
Okay, good,
so
good. So
it
looks like it's going to be Wednesday night against Minnesota United. We'll get to all that in a little bit.
Yep.
But we were just – before we even get into your journey, Tim Melia, what can you say? Is he this superhuman in training when you guys do penalties against him? Does he save it for the games? As a player yourself, what can you even say about what this guy does in penalties?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think I said it in our post-match interview. It's unreal. Like, I've never even seen what happened that day. Like, I've played FIFA and I've watched a lot of soccer, and I don't think I've seen 3 penalty saves in a row like that, especially to win it. So, I mean, that's crazy. And, I see why. Even in training, he saves all of ours, and it's almost impossible to score on him. It gives you a lot of confidence as a penalty kick taker when you have, you know, him on your team to, you know, where you almost expect him to save it from now on. So all you have to do is kind of step up there and score yours, and, you know, you feel that you're going to win the shootout. So he's amazing. I mean, even in the game, he made some clutch saves in the last couple minutes there, and then extra time. And, you know, once we got the penalty kicks, you know, it's we had the confidence in him, and, you know, he did pretty much unthinkable.
We're talking to Gianluca Busio from Sporting KC, and I wanted to touch on that stuff in training. What's it like to do? You guys do penalty kicks like every day, right? I mean, it's kind of the end of practice thing that you do because you have to practice these things. Is he's that good in training too? I mean, what's your percentage you think against him?
Yeah, I don't know. It's tough. I think it's about half for me and him, I guess, because me and him take a lot together. I feel like that. So I think he knows me well enough to where he can save mine a lot easier, so he has that advantage. But I think I'll score a couple on him also. But I think it's always, I mean, against him, even in practice, it's I'm nervous to take him. I mean, it makes me better, though, because, you know, if you really want to score on him, you pretty much have to put it where no goalie can save it. And if Tim can't save it, then I think you're a pretty good penalty kick taker, man.
When you're practicing PKs, and, you know, goalkeepers around the league study people, and they know your tendencies or whatever, how much mm-hmm. do you try to mix it up, going right, left, high, low, whatever, yeah. just so they can't get a pattern on you? What's your train of thought as far as that goes?
I have a favorite way to go. I mean, I'm not going to tell you because I don't want anybody listening, but I have a favorite way to go. And, but I try to switch it up every once in a while. It changes. Maybe I think the goalie's going this way, so I'm going to go the other way. But, usually it's just me, you know, kind of stepping up and, you know, saying I'm going to go this way and, you know, put it that way. And if I put it in a spot to where, you know, in the corner or hit it hard enough, the goalie can't save it even if he guesses right. So that's what I'm thinking about. Even if he does guess right or the right way, I'm trying to put it to where it's pretty much impossible to save it, or he has to make a, you know, unreal save to save it. So for me, I'm just thinking of, you know, finding my spot and where I want to put it and sticking to it and, you know, stepping up with confidence.
We're visiting with Gianluca Busio, who is, as we mentioned earlier, at 18 years and 177 days old, became the youngest player to ever start a playoff game for Sporting, youngest player in league history to ever have a goal and an assist in a playoff game. And look, the age thing comes up every time you get interviewed. I know that, and I'm sure you're tired of talking about that. But I do want to talk about the experience of this all. Because this year, man, mm-hmm. for you, like, this has been a big step forward in your career. You've taken, like, over the last 3 years, you got a little bit of playing time a couple years ago. Last year, you got a significant amount more. But this year, it's like, you've been in the starting lineup almost the entire season. And what a step forward that's been. And now the step of playing in a playoff game. How would you describe the difference? What was it like playing in a playoff game? If a young guy came up to you and said, hey, man, tell me about the playoffs, what would you tell him?
Yeah, you got to be ready for the intensity. It was a really energetic and intense game. I mean, I think you could see the tackles were flying in, and, you know, nobody wanted to lose. And San Jose, they matched our energy, and, you know, they were, you know, working just as hard. And I think that's going to be every playoff game. So it's different, really. It's just a different kind of animal. You know, in the regular season, obviously everybody wants to win, but once you have that feeling and you know that, you know, if you lose, you're in off season, you know, it gives you a little more energy and gives you a little more fight. So I think, you know, that my as a first experience with me, I liked it. You know, I like that kind of energy when the stakes are higher, and, you know, I like that everybody wants to win, and, you know, you're going to pretty much do anything. And it really, you know, really brings out, you know, brings out the player, really, and it brings out, you know, who the real players are and who can prepare for this and who's prepared and, you know, who's ready to step up. And, it was my first game, but, you know, I'm looking forward to playing more and more. And, you know, the further we go, the more intense it's going to get. So I'm looking forward to it, and, you know, hopefully, you know, we can get some intense games, but, you know, keep on winning.
So you've made no bones about it. You have ambitions to go play in Europe. Yesterday, as a soccer nerd myself that loves American soccer, I'm watching the Champions League yesterday, and I'm watching the biggest clubs in the world. Barcelona has an American score a goal for them. You know, one of your good buddies, Gio Reyna, is playing for Borussia Dortmund in a Champions League game. And I'm trying to think the other, the third game I had on. There was an American start. Oh, Weston McKennie playing for Juventus, which I know you've got your Italian roots there too. The world is watching. You know this. Like when you go out and take the field in a playoff game, you know that the scouts from all over these different clubs are watching and everything. I'm curious as a young man yourself, how do you process that? Are you, like when you take the field in this game, are you thinking to yourself, man, I got a chance on a big stage here in the MLS playoffs to show what I can do to all these clubs? Do you put that out of your mind and just focus on your job itself? Does it feel like pressure? Does it feel like an opportunity? Just what is it like for you, considering where you want to go with your career and what this opportunity is right now?
I try not to think about that stuff that much. I think for me, I take it as an opportunity. And obviously, it's pretty nice to have interest in all that. But I feel like, you know, even if there weren't any rumors or anything, I'm still going to go out there and try to play like, you know, somebody's watching. You know, I try to take every game the same. And, you know, I feel like I'm going to try to play every game like it's my last. And, you know, I want to improve, but it's not only for, you know, the scouts and everybody watching, it's for myself. And I feel like every player has to, you know, find a way to motivate themselves. And for me, it comes from me, and I don't really care who's watching. And, you know, maybe in the off season, I'll probably think about it more, but when I'm playing in a game, I'm thinking about one thing, and that's playing well and winning, or two things, but winning the game mainly. And that's what I try to focus on. And it's easy to get caught up with all, you know, this club's watching. If I have to play well, I just kind of try to clear my mind and focus on the game.
I love that answer. I love that answer for a few reasons. Number one, that's the best path to getting where you want to go, is to just focus on the job and not worry about all the bigger stuff, because that stuff takes care of itself. But I also love it because you got a fan base here in Kansas City that, you know, whatever you end up doing down the road, they're going to root for you and love you. But they want to see you win right now. And I know from talking to some of your veterans, hey, like Roger Espinoza, he's 34 years old. He's won trophies all over the place, but he wasn't here the year that Sporting won MLS Cup. And I'm sure he could sit here and tell you, look, when you're young at the beginning of your career, you feel like you're going to win all kinds of things, you know, like the whole world's in front of you. But you're not guaranteed anything. You're guaranteed a game against Minnesota coming up on Wednesday to try to get yourself a trophy this year. Do you hear much from the older guys about that? Like, hey, don't take anything for granted. This is a moment right now for you to do something special.
Mm-hmm. I mean, obviously, like I said, we try not to think about it as much. We know we try to, you know, take it game by game and then focus on it game by game. But I think it's in the back of our heads that, you know, there's two different, you know, ways to look at it. I think for a lot of the younger guys, yeah, it's easy to think that, oh, we're going to, you know, play a bunch of playoff games. We're going to have multiple chances to win trophies. And then there's, on the other side, there's older guys who, you know, if this will be their last year or where they'll be next year. So they're looking at it as, you know, it's our last chance to win something at this club. But in the end, I think we're all looking at the same goal, and that's winning right now. I don't think it matters what age or, you know, how long you've been here. I think everybody wants to win. And that's what makes, you know, our team so special, is that, you know, we're all different and, you know, we all come from different places, but we're all here for the same goal. And I think, you know, the staff, Peter, has done a great job of putting that in our heads that, you know, it doesn't matter. You have to, you know, win games and you have to want to win. And that's what makes you stay at this club, is a winning mentality. You know, Peter does a good job with the young guys. And, you know, he had a meeting with us talking about, you know, it may seem like, you know, you have the world in your hands right now when you're, you know, playing playoff games and, you know, you think you can, you have a, you know, bunch of years of this, but, you know, you have to treat it as if this is your last ever playoff game. And for some, it may be. So I think we're all prepared for that, and we all have the same mindset and goal.
We're talking to Gianluca Busio, who Nate keeps calling a teenager. 18 years old. We're not bringing that up much. No, I'm just kidding. But you've been a professional soccer player with Sporting Kansas City for 3 years. I mean, you signed your contract in 2017, so you're a veteran in this thing as well. We talk a lot here on Sports Radio 810 about college athletics and high school athletics, you know, professional sports and all that. And your path is what's going to be probably more of the path we will see here in America with the academies going around the MLS. But you could have just played out high school and maybe gone and played college soccer and gone that route, because people do that and have had very successful soccer careers. But how 3 years into this thing, how much more prepared do you feel as a soccer player to get to where you want to go had you gone the other path that many people have to go through, or at least maybe 15 years ago had to go through in America?
There's many pathways to try to make it, you know, make it where you want. And obviously for me right now, it feels like, you know, I'm a step closer, and it feels really close with all the, I mean, obviously there's rumors and stuff, and, you know, I feel like I'm getting closer and closer to my goal. But, you know, I guess we'll never know what would have happened if I would have, you know, gone to college or anything like that, because maybe I could have been in Europe already or left early, and I don't know. But but obviously I'm happy with the path I took, and, you know, I'm happy with my development, and it feels like I'm taking the right steps towards to my goal. And but there's many other ways, and I've said, you know, many times that, you know, I don't really care how long it takes, and, you know, I don't want to force anything, but eventually I want to make it to Europe. And, you know, like, there's different ways to make it. You know, there's guys who are, you know, 27 who are still trying to go to Europe, and they get to Europe. And there's guys who are, you know, younger than me at 15 making, you know, first team appearances in Europe. So there's many other pathways, and I feel like I'm on a good pathway for me and for my development. And, you know, hopefully I can continue and make it to where I want to make it eventually.
All right, Gianluca, before we let you go, last question. Your mother, I love your mom. She's awesome. And I tweeted something really nice about you a while back, and she tweeted back at me and invited me to the Busio Thanksgiving. She said, if you keep talking like that, you're going to have some Mama Busio's home-cooked Thanksgiving dinner. And Thanksgiving is my favorite holiday, hands down. And I get the sense your mom is a tremendous cook. So if I actually really get invited to the Busio Thanksgiving dinner, what am I going to be most excited about to eat out of Mama Busio's cooking?
Well, actually, you'd be surprised. My mom doesn't cook many of the main meals for Thanksgiving. I think all her sisters and her side of the family, they all cook, and, you know, we'll have it at our house, but they all cook and bring the main dishes, all the turkey, the ham, you know, mashed potatoes, mac and cheese. That's all coming from them. But then, you would definitely have a lot of desserts from my mom. I'll tell you, she makes a lot of dessert. She already sent me about 100 toffee cookies that she makes that, you know, I won't be able to eat with my family, but she sent me some and, you know, told me to wait until after playoffs to eat them, but I have them here. So you definitely have to try her toffee cookies. That's what I think she makes the best, but she's mainly on dessert.
So okay.
The two big ones are the cookies and fruit pizza. She makes a
fruit pizza.
Okay. Yeah, so like kind of bread and cream cheese and strawberries, blueberries. It's really good. You got to try it sometime.
Halfway healthy.
All right, so
fruit and cream cheese.
I'm going to hit your mom up on Twitter, see if she'll send me some toffee cookies. I don't know. The fruit pizza might be harder to ship. Hey, Gianluca, thank you so much for the time. Congratulations on everything, and best of luck against Minnesota on Wednesday, and have a happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you. You too. Thanks for having me.
All right, that is Gianluca Busio, midfielder for Sporting Kansas City.
He's only 18. Did you hear that?
18 years and 180 days now, I guess, whatever he is now.
He's a veteran, man.
How about
he's been
that?
Around.
3 years of experience. Isn't it pretty incredible to talk to him, though, and think about the fact that kid's supposed to be a senior in high school, how just mature he is, how thoughtful he is, how grounded he is for as much as he's already accomplished in his career. He seems to have
the
right attitude on what he needs to do to get where he wants to go.
Yeah.
And he's going to help. I mean, I had a difficult time deciding who the MVP for Sporting Kansas City was in 2020 because so many guys had missed time here and there. And that's the nature of sporting a lot of times anyway, is every guy is really important to the team. There's not just one or two guys that they count on for everything. I came real close to voting for Busio because he played almost every game,
mm-hmm.
and he's played almost every position.
Been all around.
And when he plays those positions, he's like really good at all of them. He's just a good soccer player. He's a good dude too. I mean, like, you can tell, like, his parents, he's raised right. He's a good guy. So it's gonna be, I find it fascinating getting to know him when he was 15 years old. you know, and watching him grow as much as he has, it's going to be fun to see where he goes in his career. But he's got a chance to help Sporting win a trophy, like, right now.
Where we know
he's
going,
good enough to help them win a trophy right now.
We know if Sporting keeps winning in the playoffs, he won't have to get on a plane, because the two teams in the East who had better points than Sporting lost last night.
Yep.
So if they happen to win these games in the West, they will host MLS Cup in Kansas City. First up, Minnesota next week.
Yeah, it's going to be great. It's going to be a lot of fun. And right here on Sports Radio 810 WHB, your home for Sporting Kansas City. Back after this.
Who else would you want to be stuck in traffic with? The Border Patrol.